Doctors looked at Rod Smith today, and they felt like he was, felt pretty good, and shouldn't have a problem. They'll evaluate him throughout the week. They'll have a CAT scan just to make sure, but right now it looks positive if there's no setbacks. Cobb is a sprained ankle. He was on crutches after the game. I'm not sure the extent of that injury right now, except he's quite sore.
So with Rod, is that one of those deals going to be questionable this week or probable?
Well, right now he looks probable. Take a look at the CAT scan, and if that's obviously a problem, we'd probably put him as questionable or doubtful. But right now the doctors feel pretty good about him.
How much does Rod's age play into some of these decisions? I mean, it's bad to get a concussion, but if you were 23, it's different than being 36.
Well, you know, that's up to the doctors. You know, heck, I'm not an expert in that area. If the doctors feel there's any chance of further injury, obviously we would side on precaution. But, you know, right now we're going to listen to the doctors, and if the doctors feel like he's in good shape, then he's in good shape. If not, then he won't play.
How much of a considerable boost do you expect Quincy Morgan to get your special teams?
We'll get a chance to evaluate Quincy, see what type of shape he's in. But he has been productive in kickoff returns, and he's also been productive at the receiver position. So we'll evaluate that this week and kind of go from there.
What was the adjustment you made defensively after they drove down the initial run? It seemed like they wanted a successful run of the ball.
You know, to be honest with you, we had a couple big plays. We had a couple missed gap assignments. And they had a couple big runs. We just had a missed assignment in that area. Obviously had a big turnover on third down.
You said after yesterday's game that you dialed down the offense a little bit and then added because you have that much confidence in your defense. On the flip side, how much confidence do you have in your offense right now, or more specifically, your quarterback?
Well, you know, it's very similar to what happened last year. You know, we started out a little shaky, and, you know, play against San Diego and didn't play very well. Defense stepped up, and very similar to the way we played at the start of last season. And you got to look at your mistakes. You look at your mistakes and try to correct them, and then you go into the next game, hopefully very positive, and hopefully he plays like he did last season.
Did you go into that San Diego game with a conservative game plan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You better against a defense like that.
Started slow this year. After, I mean, he had a career year last year. Why is it taking him so
long this year? I don't know. Why did he start slow last year?
I don't know.
If I did, I would have corrected it. Obviously, I don't know it. No, that's just football. You know, those guys get paid too. We got a couple good defenses. You know, they held Cincy to 12 first downs last week. They played exceptionally well and very talented. We didn't make third downs like we normally make them. And anytime you don't make third downs, you're going to be in for a long day. We had our opportunities, and it's little things. It's not big things. It's not like it's the end of the world. You just got to go back there, and you make a few third downs, and all of a sudden it's a different ball game. And that's football in general.
Mike, you've made, to give your offense a spark, you made some play calls. You went on fourth down. You did it last week, too. At any point to do the same thing, you consider bringing Jay in to try and give the offense a spark? Not necessarily switch quarterbacks permanently, but to just energize?
No. No, it's, you know, it's going to be constant like last year. Same thing happened last year. It's going to happen. It happened when John Elway was here. It happened when I was in San Francisco with Joe Montana, Steve Young. You know, this is football, and it's great. It's great for talk radio. It's great for TV, but, you know, Jake has won a lot of games, and just because we've started out a little slow, just like we did last year, doesn't mean it's the end of the world. We're going to keep on working to correct our mistakes, and Jake has proven that he can play at a certain level, so let's get behind him and hopefully do that. We're all accountable, coaches, players. It's a team game. You got to do the little things right. Everybody looks at the quarterback, thinks it's totally his fault, and it's never true. Put a lot of that responsibility on the coaches, the supporting cast. That's just part of the game. And if you can't take it as a quarterback, you're not going to last very long. People forget very quickly the tough games that John Elway had here. It's just the nature of the profession.
Talk about, you know, quarterback getting too much blame. What other things have gone wrong in the first couple of weeks? So you only put 19 points. What other things on offense?
Well, you know, it's, when we talk about it, it's just, it's not one thing, it's a number of things. It's, you know, third down. It may be a missed assignment, but it takes 11 guys playing together. If one guy's off just a little bit, all of a sudden it looks like the whole offense is not very productive, which is not true. But what you have to do, you know, you're held accountable for a team. And you either get it done or you don't. And we did some good things in that game. We did some good things. And we controlled the tempo of the game in that fourth quarter. We had a number of drives at the end of the third and the start of the fourth quarter. They got a little tired. We had to, you know, move the football and do what we needed to do to win. Very similar to what we did last year against San Diego. But we need to obviously improve in that area. We're not satisfied where we're at, but we have been there. We know what it takes, and hopefully we keep on working like we've been working in the past. We can get there.
When you guys were third and goal in yesterday's game, I think it was the fourth quarter, where was that miscommunication?
I don't go through that. I mean, I don't go through the miscommunication. I don't go through missed assignments for obvious reasons. But like I said, it takes 11 guys. Sometimes it'll be a checkoff. Sometimes it'll be a hot receiver. There's a number of things that are involved. I leave it to you guys to evaluate that and then kind of read exactly what went wrong in that play. And it's always kind of interesting.
The camera spent a good portion of the second half isolated on you. Your facial expressions in this game, you were more animated than you usually are.
Well, I don't know if I am or not. I think sometimes the camera might not catch me at my bad times. A lot of times I'll be very animated and they don't catch me during those times. So, yeah, I get pretty animated at times. I'm very intense. That's part of the game.
Do you think the receivers did well getting separation, getting open?
They did a pretty good job, yeah.
Why'd you put Jake in the shotgun?
Pardon me?
Why'd you put him in the shotgun?
Yeah, just give him a little bit more time. A little bit more time to see downfield on that last drive. And I thought he did a good job when we did put him there. With our base personnel in the game. Made a couple nice throws, you know, one to Javon, underthrew that, which he had to do, and a nice throw to David Kirkus to, you know, get us out a couple long yard situations on second down.
Okay, I think Mike Bell's played in the first couple games.
Pretty good. Pretty good. He's made some strides. Like all young backs, it takes some time, but I think he's been fairly productive.
Well, you're talking about, you know, him being a rookie and taking some time. Is that taking time in a little things like pass protection or just finding holes or what kind of things is he
still? Everything. You know, it's running the football, knowing when to cut back, when to go outside. He's done a pretty good job picking up the blitz, knowing your assignments for the full game plan. Take some time.
Is there an adjustment period? I mean, you have a new offensive assistant staff with Gary Gunn. Is there an adjustment period there at all, or is that overstated?
Well, you know, since I'm involved with that, you know, same thing as before. It's always tough to lose coaches, especially, you know, great coaches like Gary. But I think Mike's done a great job. You know, I'm still involved. Rick Dennison's obviously our offensive line coach is here. Bobby Turner's here. Kind of used it last year. You know, we started off slow for some reason. We had a great preseason. I think we led the league in offense in preseason, which doesn't mean anything, but we started out 2 years in a row pretty good, and for some reason we started out slow on offense. And the good part about it is our defense has played well, and that's a good sign. Defense played fairly well, and offensively we're doing some good things in the running game. Our passing game's not there yet, and hopefully it will be.
Just wondering, you mentioned a couple years in a row you started offensively slow in the first couple weeks. Has that made you rethink playing time in preseason at all or anything like that in terms of maybe playing the first offense a little more?
No.
To get more rhythm or chemistry?
No, I've been doing this for, you know, 22 years, so you kind of get in a rhythm and you understand you're going to go through some cycles. And we've started off pretty good at times, too. So, and our preseason philosophy has been pretty close to the same.
Yeah, but it's easier to go to sleep at night knowing you have a guy like Jason Elam who is pretty automatic. A lot of coaches just don't have that luxury.
That's true. It's always nice to have a great kicker. No question about it. Jason's come through for us a number of times, and a lot of pressure on that guy, and he's handled it well.
You buy the theory defenses are more aggressive early in the year than you are late?
I don't know. I think it really has to do with the defensive coordinator. I think it has a lot to do with philosophy. I would say, you know, probably not. I wouldn't agree with that.
Mike, question about the red zone. And how much of it is just kind of the offense focusing on it? When I think about that, we had first and goal from the one. On the first play, there was a lot of penetration at the point of attack, and Mike can't go anywhere. Second play is the bad throw to Scheffler. The third one is a miscommunication. So it's just one thing going wrong, but on three consecutive plays.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, those are the type of things that you know that you can correct. The hard part's getting down there. You know, we got down there first and goal from the one, came up short, or inside the 5-yard line. We wound up short. You know, those are the things you work on. And that's part of the game.
Do you enjoy the challenge of coaching against Belichick in these games?
Oh, it's, you know, Bill's obviously a great coach, and we've had some great battles, not only as head coaches, but as coordinators, assistant coaches, and you know his team is going to be well prepared, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. And you know, if you beat him, you've really accomplished something.
More of a feel for somebody like that, the more you play them, or that when somebody is that good of a coach, they do such a good job of changing things up, it's hard to get a read.
Well, he's definitely going to change things up, but at the same time, he's very sound in everything he does on both sides of the football. So they're going to have a game plan, just like we're going to have a game plan. It's always a great challenge.
Maurice Claret today pleaded out to go to jail for 3.5 years. How disappointed are you to hear that everything that has happened up to now, and now he's going to jail, and he's a guy, obviously, that you know pretty well?
Well, it's a shame. You know, it's really a shame that someone puts themselves in that position. I'm just hoping when he does get out, he's learned his lesson and comes back with a mindset that you know, he's going to be productive.
So getting ready for this game this weekend, what is it that you're, I guess kind of an open-ended question, but from the standpoint of New England, obviously you have to get your offense going, but then New England does a lot of things good offensively. This could be the biggest challenge so far this year.
You know, we got a lot of big challenges. The only thing that, you know, I'm concerned about, like you just mentioned, is New England. Well, New England's an excellent football team. They've been very successful moving the football for a number of years, obviously. Brady is an experienced quarterback that's very talented with a great supporting cast, and it'll be a great challenge, you know, for us. Not even to talk about their defense. You know, they change things up week by week, but they've always, you know, been on top of things. So it'll be a great challenge to our team.
After playing them twice that last year, looking at game tape, I mean, you feel you know this team relatively well, even though Belichick has probably thrown in some wrinkles this year.
Well, we've played each other a number of times, you know, over our series. So I think they know us. We know them. We know if things are going to change, you know, like I mentioned, from a game plan standpoint. And it'll be a great challenge going in their backyard.
Hey, Coach. Jason mentioned that he enjoys the opposing coach calling a timeout right before a big kick.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's why I don't do it, because he's told me that before. He says, hey, don't do it, because it gives a guy a chance to focus a little bit more. I don't think I've ever done it. Or if I did do it, it was before Jason told me that, you know, he likes the coach to do it. So I said, okay. He talked me into it.
What do you think that Quincy Morgan is going to bring you in your kickoff returns? You've tried quite a few guys back there in the preseason and now in the first two regular season games, but he'll have the same 10 guys blocking in front of him. What do you think he'll bring?
Well, you've got a guy that has done it before. You've got a guy that's averaged over 25 yards a kickoff return in the National Football League. He's caught a bunch of balls as a wide receiver. The guys that we have had back there have not been returners in the past. So hopefully this guy gives a little experience, a little confidence, and we'll see what he can do.
Is he going to be able to help your receiver down the line, too? Or it's tough to pick up the offense?
I can't tell you for sure until, you know, we go out there and practice. I can't even tell you he's going to be ready this weekend until we watch him practice and see how he does.
Is that a position where if he fields the ball, if he looks consistent fielding the ball, maybe
he'll play? Could be. See what type of shape he's in and kind of just go with your gut.
How hard was it to cut Charlie Adams? I know he's one of the guys you really liked on this team.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, anytime you get a guy that has character like Charlie does, and you know, he works his rear end off for you, and you go through an off season, then you go through the, you know, the OTA days, the weightlifting, and to do something like that is really tough. I think that's the toughest part about the job, is having to cut a player that that you care for and you like, and has been, you know, a good soldier, and it's tough to let a guy like that go. But when a guy works like that, you never know when you may bring him back. So all that hard work does pay off. Anything else?